Rom rocking out in the front row to headbanging from the barricade.
To the pit!
He has seen every band from big to small in every venue in Chicagoland.
Now he tells all.
Yeah, yeah!
From news to review and more.
Broadcast daily.
You're listening to a lesson in headbanging podcast with G Beast.
Now here is your host.
It's another episode of a lesson in headbanging podcast. That's right, I'm your host, GBs, and on this very own episode, I'll get you caught up in news in the world of rock and heavy metal. By the way, if you're a fan of rock and heavy metal and you're a new listener, give me a subscribe right here and right now on this podcast feed, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. By the way, check out my pro wrestling podcast, Into the Square Circle Podcast. If you're a big fan of pro wrestling, head on over and hit the subscribe button for that as well. By the way, Lesson and Headbanging Podcast is available on all major social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. So head on over, give me a follow, give me a like, hit the subscribe. So without further ado, welcome to a Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. All right, so we're going to kick off the show right here in a Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. Talk about New Music Friday. I've been lacking New Music Friday right here on the podcast, but I am on YouTube, a Lesson in Headbanging Podcast on YouTube. Hit the subscribe if you're over there. I do have a couple New Music Friday videos up and live and ready to go, but I figure we can start fresh right here on the podcast, because this is for June 2nd. New Music Friday. By the way, stay tuned within a couple days or so. I will do my review, my thoughts on the Milwaukee Metal Fest. That's right, yours truly did attend day two and day three at the Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And man, there's a lot of talk about it because that was a hell of a festival. If you were there, give me a shout out on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, a Lesson in a Headbanging Podcast. And it was a good time. And follow me on my Instagram because I do have a couple videos and pictures on there as well. So check it out. But stay tuned because I will have an official review on the festival. All right, good deal. So let's talk about New Music Friday for June 2nd, 2023. Here's the albums. By the way, you can find the whole list I'm reading off at loudwire.com/2023 Hard Rock Metal Album Release Calendar. Again, the whole purpose of this is trying to relate to you guys. Use the platform that I have, like podcasts and YouTube, and showcase new albums that you can pick up physical or streaming off your phone. So without further ado, let's start this list of New Music Friday, June 2nd, 2023 edition, in alphabetical order. Start from the top, and the first band is Atlases. Got a brand spanking new album called Between the Day and I, coming off of Life Force Records. Next on the list, it's going to be an interesting one, A7X, who are fans known as Avenged Sevenfold, got a brand spanking new album called Life is But a Dream, coming from Warner Records, coming out on June 2nd of 2023. Up next is a 40th anniversary edition of Black Sabbath's Evil, Live Evil, 40th anniversary, coming from the Rhino Records. So I'm looking forward to hearing this one. Maybe they'll remaster and get better, good quality. Man, it's going to be good stuff. All right, next on the list for June 2nd of 2023, new music releases on Friday. The next band is Body Stuff, and they got a brand spanking new album called Body Stuff 4, coming from the Chain Record. All right, Bongzilla got a brand spanking new album called Dab City. Interesting. Coming from the Heavy Psych Sounds Record. All right, I know this band on this list. Buck Cherry got a brand spanking new album called Volume 10 coming out of Round Hill Records. So I'll have to check that one out. All right, next on the list, the band Deeth, D-I-E-T-H, got a brand spanking new album called To Hell and Back from Napalm Records. Next on the list for June 2nd, 2023, New Music Friday release, we have the band Don't Sleep. Got a brand spanking new album called Sea Change. Up next on the list, Enair Solberg. Got a brand spanking new album called 16. Foo Fighters. That's right, Foo Fighters. Got a brand spanking new record coming on June 2nd. The Foo Fighters got a brand spanking new album called But Here We Are. Coming from the Roswell's RCA Records. I'll have to check that one out. All right, check out this band, Glory Hammer. Beer drinking music. Got a brand spanking new record called Return to the Kingdom of Fief. Coming off of Napalm Records. Next on the list for June 2nd of New Music Friday, Graveworm got the brand spanking new album called Killing Innocence. All right, super group here, folks. Hollywood Vampires. Next on the list, Carbowls. Apparently that's what the band called Carbowls. Got a brand spanking new album called Capitale 10, Wild Agen. Probably saying this all wrong. Coming off of Metalville Records. All right, up next on the list, Necrofire got a brand spanking new album called Burning Shadows in the Southern Night, coming off the Season of Mist Underground Activist record. Next on the list for New Music Friday for June the 2nd of 2023, Animus Gatherum got a brand spanking new EP called Slasher. Up next, Priors has Daffodil. People Slicer has Blossom. All right, for the punk rock fans out there, Rancid got a brand spanking new album called Tomorrow Never Comes. All right, I love this band right here. If you're a fan of old school classic rock and roll, a modern band, of course, Rival Sons got a brand spanking new album called Dark Fighter, coming off Low Country Sound Atlantic Records. Next on the list, we have Thantifathic. Got a brand spanking new album called Hive Mind Narcosis, coming off Dark Descent Records. And lastly on the list for New Music Friday, June the 2nd of 2023, Tiger Club got a brand spanking new album called The Perfume of Decay, coming off of Loose Grove Records. Wow, man, this list is stacked. All right, G, which record are you looking forward to listening to this coming Friday? I gotta check out the new Avenged Sevenfold, Life is But a Dream. See how wacky it is, the band keeps saying. Black Sabbath Live Evil 40th Anniversary Edition. Maybe we'll get some bonus stuff. I'll have to check that one out. I have to check out the new Buck Cherry Volume 10. I'm a big fan of Buck Cherry. Foo Fighters, that's right. Dave Grohl playing on the drums, playing on the guitar, doing vocals. I have to check this out. Of course, Josh Freese, the current touring drummer for the Foo Fighters. Also, I'm looking forward to on the list is I got to check out the new Rancid and Rival Sons. So good records coming off for June 2nd. Again, the whole purpose of this video is to kind of relay this message to you guys. Maybe you're new to some of these bands. Go check them out. The new Foo Fighters. If you're a fan of rock, if you're a fan of classic style rock, Rival Sons. If you're a fan of punk, check out Rancid. So many good stuff. So many good records coming on June 2nd. Go pick it up at your local record store or your big box store if they still have these records in there. Or stream it on your device, on your phone. There's so many ways you can listen to music today. All right, my friends, there is your New Music Friday, June 2nd edition of 2023. All right, let's talk about news of the world of rock, hard rock, and heavy metal. As I mentioned, Josh Freese is now the Foo Fighters' new drummer. Obviously, the Foo Fighters released a direct video coming from the Foo Fighters social media, revealing the drummer, of course. Let's talk about Josh Freese for a quick second here. Josh Freese, currently 50 years old, born in Orlando, Florida. Obviously, he's a drummer, of course. Duh. Let's talk about the bands. Let's talk about his impressive resume coming from Josh Freese. So he's currently in the Foo Fighters. He played with the band called The Vandals since 1989. He played with Devo since 1996. Have formerly played drums for Guns N' Roses. How about that? From 1997 to 2000. He also played drums for a Perfect Circle with Mater James Keenan from Tool, 1999 to 2012. So that's been quite a bit. He previously worked with Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor and the Boys from 2005 to 2008. He played with Weezer from 2009 through 2011 and Sublime with Rome from 2011 to 2017. A noted session drummer, he has appeared on over 400 records. Let me say that one more time. Josh Fries appeared on over 400 records. Man, I can't imagine his royalty checks coming in the mail. In December 2010, Fries began touring with Paramore on their South American tour. In the fall of 2016, he returned to perform with the mighty Sting, not the wrestler Sting, the musician Sting, with whom he previously toured and recorded in 2005. Josh Fries performed with the Foo Fighters for the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert in 2022 and joined the band as Hawkins' replacement the following year, which is now. So there's a nice little history update lesson coming from a Josh Fries, impressive resume, and man, all the luck to him, man. So far, I watched some of the videos he played with the band and just kick all forms of ass. So hopefully down the road I can get a chance to see them live. All right, Avenged Sevenfold singer M Shadows has admitted that he and his bandmates were behind the alleged hack that falsely announced the cancellation of the group's festival appearances. This is coming from Blabbermouth.net. In late February, it appeared that a hacker used deep fake artificial intelligence. We've been hearing about this AI everywhere across the world. This AI technology, artificial intelligence, to emulate M Shadow's voice in an episode of Avenged Sevenfold's Track podcast, and revealed that the band will no longer appear at Walk on the Rockville and Sonic Temple Festival as the band was putting the finishing touches on the new record, which is about to come out this coming Friday. So the Track podcast that's from the Avenged Sevenfold was uploaded to Spotify and shared on the Avenged Sevenfold Twitter page. Within minutes, Shadows took to his personal Twitter to shoot down the fake announcement, writing, and I quote, "Yikes, this is not true. We are still playing. Getting to the bottom of this," unquote. Now I'm going to step away from this article on my personal opinion. Yes, I did see this, and I remember this very well. And I'm like, okay, these guys are actually canceling? Like, okay, what's going on here with AX7? And when I saw the post again, they're like, no, it's just we got hacked. I'm like, okay, all right, interesting. Well, now the truth will be revealed, coming from M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold. Again, this is coming from Blabbermouth.net. They get the credit. A couple days later, Avenged Sevenfold officially addressed the hack tweeting, and I quote, "Our accounts were compromised over the weekend and have been recovered. Our festival appearance has been not canceled, but for the time being, please go to our Discord for all future communications. Thank you for being patient," unquote. Now, in an interview with Rockfeed.com, M. Shadows, whose real name is Matt Sanders, acknowledged that he and the rest of the Avenged Sevenfold bandmates were in on the fake announcement, partly as a way to promote the new album. Very interesting here. Regarding how the whole thing came together, M. Shadow said through the Rock Feed interview, and I quote, "Our management has two guys that run it. There's Mark Wakefield and Bino, David Benefestus." I think I'm saying his name right. And this article continue on here. "And we work really closely with this girl, Samantha." I'm not sure who she is. As M. Shadows continue, and I quote, "So Samantha wasn't even going to tell them because we knew that everyone would say no." He's referring to this alleged fake hack from back in February. So yeah, Shadows continue on here, and I quote, I said, don't tell anyone, she say. We got to call Danny Wimmer, the guy who runs Welcome to Rockville and Sonic Temple, the promoter. And I said, no, if you call Danny, he's going to say no, she said. We got to tell Ryan Hardlatcher, who's our booking agent. And I'm like, no, Hardlatcher's going to say no, so we need to keep it a secret. And we just did it. And I said, Samantha, all you know is we got hacked. We're going to try to fix it. She's like, are you serious? And I'm like, that's what we're doing. Unquote. So M Shadows and the rest of the A7X are being a little sneaky, huh? Being a little sneaky and lying to the fans. All right, so M Shadows continue on this Rock Feed interview. And a quote, the day that it went down, I was in Mexico, and I'm watching this go down, and my phone is blowing up. Hardlatcher, Danny Wimmer, Bino, Mark, and it's my voice. And people are calling them going, you guys are so lame for letting this band. And then Mark said, what are you talking about? The whole plan all along was I would go on Twitter and deny it. And it worked, M. Shadows added. And then as people went back, they were like, oh, it is AI. Because once the knee-jerk reaction was way out of the way, you go back and listen and you go, oh, unquote. So this is coming from M. Shadows. According to M. Shadows, the entire announcement was created using artificial intelligence, AI. And he continue here, and I quote, we want to be authentic as possible, he said. We said, let's make an overarching comic on society, and it's going to with the AI. And then we'll do the Web 2 stuff, and then we'll bring them into Web 3 and show people how to use them. Unquote. And man, oh man, Event Sevenfold, M Shadows, fool the world. What you guys think? In Lesson and Headbanging Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, the front man from Disturbed, David Draidman, said that the tumor which he had, which was recently removed from the radius in his right arm, was turned out to be benign, B-E-N-I-G-N. So earlier as of today, June 1st, the 50-year-old singer took to his Twitter to write, it's benign, thank God. I may be performing with a sling for a while, but we're coming for you, Europe, USA, and the rest of the world. Time to remind everyone why we are who we are. We are Disturbed. So this past Tuesday, May the 30th, David Draidman shared a photo of his heavily bandaged arm, and he revealed that he was waiting biopsy results after getting the tumor removed. And he also made another statement on it, and I quote, I had a tumor removed from my RT radius last week, and it's been keeping me up nights. Should have biopsy results tomorrow. Thoughts, prayer, positive energy, all welcome. Disturbed. So, man, very scary, man. Very, very scary from David Draidman. And it sounded like everything went successful. So I wish a speedy recovery to David Draidman. Get well, my friend. All right, Phil Demmel. Fans know him as the former guitarist from Machine Head, the current guitarist for the legendary thrash band Violence. He played his fourth show this past Wednesday with Testament. That's right, Testament, Bay Area thrash legends. Apparently, Phil Demmel flew out to Europe right after the Milwaukee Metal Fest this past Friday. So he took a red eye from Milwaukee straight to Europe to fill in for Alex Skolnick, who's sitting out some of the band's spring and summer 2023 European tour dates in order to tend to a family emergency. So Testament performed as a four-piece at the kickoff concert of the band's European tour the same night in Wessenbahn, Germany. And on that same night, Violence was playing at the Milwaukee Metal Fest Friday, May the 26th. And he also had a couple of meet and greets with some of the fans. So Alesi stayed true to his commitments and played at the Milwaukee Metal Fest May the 26th. And then I hopped on a plane, took a red eye straight out to Europe. So, man, Phil Demo is everywhere. Guy played in Slayer. God played in Lamb of God. Phil Demo is the man. I'm surprised Phil Demo's not filling in for cashier Walmart. This guy's a fill-in for everywhere. But good for him, man. Living the dream, playing with major thrash bands out there. Well deserved. All right, Bring Me the Horizon surprise, a new single called Amen. So they surprised everybody for the brand spanking new single. I haven't heard it yet, so I'll have to check it out and report it later on. Also, Fear Factory, new single to arrive this year. Expect a full-length album from Fear Factory due in 2024. So we're going to get some new Fear Factory music. So here's a very interesting story coming from Blabberbelt.net. And I saw it and I had a click on it. So Freddie Mercury, the well-known singer from Queen, apparently considered giving Queen's now classic track Bohemian Rhapsody a somewhat different title. Yeah. Take a guess. Which do you think Freddie Mercury would have called Bohemian Rhapsody? I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it. It's an interesting one. He was going to call it Mongolian Rhapsody. Interesting. When he was writing the song lyrics. As the article continues here, the alternate title was uncovered as part of a number of possessions, which are being put on sale by the Queen singer's close friend, Mary Austin, who inherit most of his estate, and was cared for the items for more than 30 years at his former Garden Lodge home in upmarket Kensington. Mercury's never-before-seen draft lyrics for Bohemian Rhapsody include the word Mongolian crossed out and replaced by Bohemian, suggesting that Mongolian Rhapsody was the song's original title. There are other lyrical ideas that were seemingly abandoned or reworked, including alternate lines such as, "Time for goodbyes now is the reality, and Mama, there's a war began. I've got to leave tonight instead of Mama just killed a man." This past April of 2023, auction house So The Buys announced that around 1,500 items from Mercury's London home will be displayed in the exhibition Around the World for the first time throughout 2023, and some going up for sale this coming September. An estimate 1,500 items will be sold over the course of 6 auctions and are expecting to bring more than, I assume, £6 million. I guess here America is $7.4 million. Wow. I mean, talk about a piece for your man cave. Shit, I can't even afford that. So very interesting here, folks. Being uncovered through the inherit items coming from Freddie Mercury, the late great Freddie Mercury. All right, speaking of classic rock, Kiss has added 3 dates to the final North American leg as it ends the End of the Road farewell tour. These final runs of shows will kick off this September and now include stops in Crandon, Wisconsin. Never heard of that town in Wisconsin. Cincinnati, Ohio, and Cleveland, Ohio, before wrapping up with a massive concert in the city where it all began for Kiss, New York City. So if you live in those towns in that area, tickets should be going on sale this coming Friday. All right, Deep Purple's Roger Glover apparently did an interview with Rock Hard Grease, and apparently they asked a question about him if there's any chance he could work with Ritchie Blackmore one more time. And I quote, "Not a chance. The rumors don't come from us, that's for sure. I mean, why on earth would we do that? I have the utmost regard for Ritchie as part of the band. He was obviously an integral part of the band and what the band has become, but that's moving backwards. We don't move backwards, we move forward," unquote. So the 77-year-old Roger Glover was asked about whether Deep Purple would announce its eventual final show and whether such a concert would include some of the artists the band has previously performed with. And I quote, "No, I don't think that's a great idea," unquote. So So for all the Deep Purple fans out there, all the Rainbow, all the Ritchie Blackmore fans out there, yeah, don't expect a reunion between Deep Purple and Ritchie Blackmore, part of this final world tour, anytime soon. That's a shame. I mean, there's some good stuff for Ritchie in there. Speaking of reunions, Milwaukee Metal Fest this past Friday, May the 26th, seeing the reunion of Biohazard. Biohazard comprised of guitarist, vocalist Billy Gratazzali, guitarist Bobby Hamble, drummer Danny Schuler, and bassist vocalist Evan Seinfeld, which took place at the Milwaukee Metal Fest Friday, May the 26th at the Rave Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee. Excuse me. And here's the set list of the reunion show of Biohazard. They played Urban Disciple, Down for Life, Tales from the Hard Side, Black and White and Red Over, Wrong Side of the Track, Shades of Gray, Five Blacks of Subway, Howard Beach, How It Is, Tears of Blood, Scarred for Life, Love Denied, We're Gonna Die, Bad Religion cover, Punishment, and Hold My Own. So there's your quick set list from the reunited Biohazard that played in the Milwaukee Metal Fest this past weekend. As I mentioned, I was there Saturday, Sunday, so I kind of missed out the Friday's show. All right, speaking of tours, Motley Crue and Def Leppard announced in November 2023 Australian tour. So hot off the heels of the biggest North American stadium tour of 2022, with more than 1.3 million tickets sold across the United States, they will continue on the world tour with three exclusive Australian dates between Motley Crue and Def Leppard. So let's see if I get the dates here. We have Brisbane at the Suncorp Stadium November 8th, Sydney at Giant Stadium November 11th, and Melbourne at Marvel Stadium November 14th. So if you live out in Australia, check out Motley Crue and Def Leppard continue on the world tour. And yeah, speaking of tours here in the United States, Steve Vai has announced a second leg of North American appearances. The tour will commence on July 16th in Tucson Rialto Theater and ramps into Monterey, California at the Golden State Theater. So, as I mentioned, Arizona, July 16th. Raps in California, August 19th. In the Midwest, we're going to get at the Peoria Civic Center, July 27th. In Illinois, of course. So check out Steve Vai on his second leg solo tour. Also, check out my Instagram, A Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. I constantly update touring left and right. Every time a new tour comes out, I upload it on there. So check it out on my Instagram, A Lesson and Headbanging Podcast. Give me a follow and like on there as well. Keep up to date on new tours all across the world of rock and hard rock and heavy metal. Because there's so many tours. And we just cracked almost to the halfway mark of 23. It's crazy, man. Here we are in June, cruising through the year of 2023. But hey, man, there's going to be plenty more tours going to be announced, dipping into fall and possibly into early winter. All right, my friends, we're going to wrap up the show here. Stay tuned within the next couple of days or so. I'll talk about my review on the Milwaukee Metal Fest, day two and day three, May the 27th and 28th. Also, stay tuned on my YouTube page also for the video as well, because I also will have show and tell. Has some products to show. So very, very, very excited to talk about it. And again, if you made it this far and you're a new listener, give me a subscribe right now on wherever podcast outlet you're listening to. Also, as I mentioned, follow my other podcasts. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, Into the Squared Circle Podcast, update daily. And follow me on my socials at Lesson and the Headbanging Podcast, which is available on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. All right, my friends, have a safe, great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys in a couple days. Horns up.